today's episode of this raw, authentic Smash Mouth podcast. You know, we're gonna have a little bit different take today. You know, it's gonna be different than the old episodes that we had on the podcast. So y'all kind of bear with me on that. It's gonna be great though. So probably the best one, I think. Mentally and physiology, but we're gonna talk about like how, you know, it's crazy how we have this one life to live, like just one life to live. But then it's crazy to see what people do with this one life that they're given. It's like, god damn, bro, you really like that bad of a person? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn. But yeah, and how like life is just so ironic, yet so bizarre, and somehow yet so beautiful all at once. But yeah, it's insane to see what people do with the single opportunity that they have, and then see where they end up. But welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute, I know, but bear with me. I'm your host, Fabrice, a.k.a. The GOAT. A.K.A. Mr. Too Tall, Too Fresh, Too Clean, Too Mean. You name it, I am it, the GOAT. You already know what I'm saying? So welcome back. Yeah, I know it's been a minute. I had exams. You know, I'm a broke college kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it. But I'm not trying to just pass my exams. You know, I'm trying to exceed. Make sure I get them, you know, them A pluses. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to make the Black Excellence cut. You know, I'm trying to be up there with Tyler Perry, whose studio is out, by the way. His studio is like crazy. I'm trying to go up there. 100 mil. So I'm trying to make the cut, and I'm trying to exceed and be successful, and you know, lead the path for like the people that are behind me or trying to follow. So but yeah, that's why in order to do that, you know, you have to put certain things to the side and sacrifice. And unfortunately, the podcast happens to be one of those things. But it's all good. Now we're back on the full rotation. There's a lot we're going to talk about today. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Before we do that, let's go ahead and talk about the G List. So, man, thank y'all for the support. Once again, the G List is right here. I think it's who's on there? Root D's on there. Robbie's on here. Duran's on there. Aaron Icy just hopped on there. I think Beast is on there too. Yo, thank y'all for the support, man. Y'all trying to hop on, man. Let me know. It's gonna be like, I have special guests coming for the next two episodes, so I'm very excited about that. Y'all gonna love them, y'all gonna fuck with them. They're really cool people and down to earth. So yeah, but thank y'all for the support. But let's get right into it. So picture this, right? Let's say you out here, like, you know, you bagged this shorty, she cool. You know, y'all been chilling for a while. And then, you know, you give birth to this, you know what I'm saying? You plant your seed, you know. You nutted. And now you give birth to this beautiful child, you know. It's a boy, girl, you know, she. Whatever y'all do it, because, you know, the LGBTQ+IA community said that, you know, whatever you're born with is not usually what you get. Nah. You're either a boy or your girl. But the rest is up to y'all. I can't judge, so. But whatever you gave birth to, right? You raise them to be like the most wonderful thing in your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just the most precious thing. And then they grow up and they start messing around with the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? They start doing them drugs and, you know, start doing all that shit. And they start messing around with the wrong crowd. And then all of a sudden, they fucking with the law. And then the law's like, oh shit, this kid got to go to jail. And then your beautiful thing, you know, is now in jail, maybe, hope, God forbid, for life. You know, imagine that. That's crazy. Like, wouldn't that hurt you? You know what I'm saying? Like, or is that, like, wouldn't that ache you to your core? Like, my child, you know, depending on how you're raised, you know, wouldn't that hurt you? You know what I'm saying? Or is that fine because your standards of living are different? You know what I'm talking about? Like, for instance, like, so here's a big topic of today is, what are your standards? For real, like, ask yourself, like, what are your standards? You know what I'm talking about? Like, let's say, because it depends, depending on, like, where you're from or who you're around or who you've been hanging out with. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for instance, some people, like, I don't know. Some people do, like, the entire squat routine, you know, to wash the floor. And then others are like, nah, son, I got a Swiffer jet. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, and you know, that's their standard because they don't want to get on the floor and wash it with their hands. You know, I'm from Africa, born and raised, you know, from the slums, you know what I'm talking about? So, like, I grew up where we had to do the whole squat routine and basically nene while cleaning the floor. And that's how you clean it, because when you nene on the floor, you see every spot. But, you know, others here in America, for instance, in America, like, people just, they're machines that wash the floor for you. So it's like, okay, what are your standards? Are you willing to get down on the floor and clean it yourself? Or is it like a, you can't get on the floor because it's too dirty for you? You know what I'm saying? You got to use a Swiffer jet, you know? What's going on? So, or would you be down to marry? Think about this, like, big time, okay? Would you be down to marry a girl who only has, like, a high school diploma, you know? Or does she need to have a bachelor's or a master's or a PhD? You know what I'm talking about? What are your standards? Because, you know, some people are just like, hey, I marry who I love. And some are like, oh, she needs to have independent, a master's degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are your standards? Do you have to make $1 billion a year to be able to live happily? Or is $100K a year suffice? Shit, some people don't even make $50K a year. You know what I'm talking about? And it just depends. It's like, okay, then what's your lifestyle? Did your parents make $100 million a year or $1 million a year? And now you feel bad because you don't even make $50K, you know? Or did you fail your standard of living? Or is it, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot to think about. It's like, wow, with this one life, am I going to be unhappy because I didn't make the quota of $500K a year before I die? Oof, that was tough. You know, can you be around people that smoke weed? Or are they bad people because they're on that devil's lettuce? What are your standards, you know? There's some people that roam this earth that are like, oh my God, he fucked before marriage. He's a piece of shit. And, you know, and there's others that are like, I don't care how many bitches you got. I just love you. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like, damn, like, what are your standards of life? And you know, some people have higher standards than others. And vice versa. It just depends. Like, you know, foreigners that come to the U.S., you know, their standards are typically, like, I wouldn't say lower, but they're willing to live in areas that are, like, not really safe or protected compared to, like, U.S. residents that are like, oh, I'm going to go live in, like, this bougie-ass town, you know, in the H or, like, D-town or whatever. It's like, damn, like, because the standards are so different, you know. Like I said, I came from a household where it's like, or my pops came from a household where it was like, you know, everybody was like at least two a room. You know, there were rooms for everybody, but everybody was at least two a room. And now it's like, okay, he was able to make it to where I grew up in a household where everybody has their own room. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like, okay, do I take that for granted? Or is it like when I grow up, I want my kids to all have their own rooms. Do I want them to all have their own pools if I'm living that lavishly? You know what I'm talking about? So it just depends. If you look across the globe, though, standards are so different. You know, across the continents, they're so different. Like the living standards, the eating standards, like everything, bro. You know, like look for example. Let's look at a basic, generic one. Like for instance, college housing. Okay, some people. Well, first year, I hope most people have to live on campus. You know what I'm talking about? In the dorms and stuff, you know, which is fine. But then when people start venturing out off campus, it's cool to see where people, like certain people go. You know, like some people are fine with just like the $3.99 a month and like some okay, you know, place where like the sink barely runs hot water. You know, they're fine with that because they're not there for like the living. They're there because they're trying to get their grades up. You know what I'm talking about? So, and then others are like, nah, son, I need a house that's $900 a month. I need a hot tub in my bathroom, you know what I'm talking about? I need a king-size bed, you know what I'm talking? I need it better come with like a 60-inch flat-screen TV. The Wi-Fi better be unlimited. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, okay, I mean, that's fine. I mean, what about your grades, though? You know what I'm talking about? So it just depends on like the standards of life, you know, living standards. Also, eating standards are a lot different. For instance, like growing up, I used to eat a lot with my hands. You know, like, oh, for those of y'all that don't know, like, so, certain foods, like, for example, there's couscous. You know what I'm saying? With couscous, couscous is so good. By the way, couscous is so good that you got to say it twice. Couscous. So, like, you got to eat it with your hands, and then you grab the couscous, and then you put that junk with the sauce that it came with. And then when you mix that in there, and then you eat with your hands. You know what I'm saying? There's kui, there's pile. You can eat those with your hand, too. But then it's like, okay. Or, like, for example, or chicken, even. Wheat. I eat that to the bone. But then I come here, it's like, okay, people don't even eat the cartilage of the chicken. Or, like, they don't even, you know, they had to eat with the forks. Like, y'all seen those people that eat, like, hamburgers with the knife and the fork because they too bougie to grab it with their hands? Hey, bro, that ain't the, hey, go. Like, just die. Just die, okay? Just go away. That's just crazy. It's just wild to see, like, you know, all the different standards across the globe. You got what? Social habits? That's a good one. That's a good one across the globe. So when I grew up, and see, it's kind of weird because we're in this weird time where technology came up. So when I grew up, I didn't have like a cell phone or nothing. So me and my homeboys, he always hit me up. He'll be like, hey, bro, let me come over. And I'd be like, all right, cool. I let him come over. But then we spend like from 12 to 2 playing FIFA or something. And then we spend 2 to 4 going outside, you know, buying candy, playing soccer with the guys out there. Or just goofing around, you know, communicating. Whereas, like, you know, some of the newer kids will never understand what going outside means, you know, because they just, hey, bro, where you at? Send, you know, and then send it back. Oh, I'm at the crib chilling. Okay, cool. Let's play 2K, and then they'll meet up. And play. You know what I'm saying? The interaction is a lot different across, standards are different across the globe. For it. Like, I'm sure there's kids in India right now that, you know, they can't FaceTime. But they out here literally facing each other and spend time with you. That's their kind of FaceTime. You know what I'm talking about? Or like even harsher in the hoods. You know, people don't have like in the hoods and the slum. People don't have FaceTime, but they facing time in jail. You know what I'm talking about? So the standards are different. So it's only once that you have like the standards. It's only once that the standards are clarified that the judgment can be made on decisions. Like, let me say that one more time so y'all can understand what I'm trying to talk about. It's only once the standards are clarified that judgments can be made on the decisions that one has chosen to live their lives. If you don't have any standards before you start living your life, then you really don't even know how to like live your life. You gotta know what you want to do and where you want to go with it to understand that, okay, this is how I want to live my life. This is my standard of living, all of that. So it's kind of crazy to see just overall like the way people live. Before we get into the next section, though, let's go back to my childhood because I'm not interested in that. So like, yeah, so we grew up. There is no FaceTime with your buddy. Like, you just got to go over to his crib. So, whatever challenges you faced on the way there is what you faced. Like, I remember he came over to my house quite a lot. And it was kind of dope because it was like, you know, I go over to his. It'd be like a mile or two away. I go over to his and we come over and play FIFA or whatever. And it's dope because when you see, like, the interaction that we had when we did come over, it was precious. And, you know, it's one of those moments that you just never forget those. But, yeah, so, like, let's say one time he came over. And then on the way over, he got robbed. He got, like, jumped or whatever. And I was like, damn, bro. Like, he still came over and played some FIFA, but he got robbed. And we kind of put that to the side. And it's one of those things that you grow up, and it's like, damn, you know, that's social habits. Behavioral standards are different across the globe, too. People act different. It just depends, you know. Like, you can't go to Islam and be like, hey, yo, fuck them bitches, bro. Nah, that don't work like that. Because they have different standards on women. Here in America, it's like, fuck them bitches. You know, they're like, yeah. You know, like the frat boys be. No offense. So, like, it's just wild. It just depends on how you look at it. So, like I said, across the globe, standards are different. But just make sure you set yours before you, like, live your life. And you know, you'll clearly know where you want to go. But, yeah, that's just that one. I would talk about the irony of life today, but... That's a whole topic for another podcast episode. That's gonna be dope to talk about. Just a whole episode for that, because it's like you can chase something. You can spend your whole life chasing something, and then the second you give up, it comes around. But then you lose it because you stop chasing it. You know, that's like you can chase your whole dream, and then the second you don't chase your dreams, that dream comes. The opportunity to get that dream comes, and it's like, oh shit, I can't do it anymore. So it's kind of like, wow, that's a whole episode. So we'll save that probably for the next one with the special guests and all that stuff. But yeah, so back at it, the NBA preseason is back in full effect. You know, what's new? You know, LeBron's still the GOAT. KD's still a bitch. Curry's on fire. And, you know, Zion is here. And listen, I know we talked about Zion before, but we have to talk about Zion again because he's just that nice. The nigga Zion played 2 preseason games, and this nigga's already certified with $20 million for 2 seasons guaranteed. Half of it's coming from just his shoe deals. That's crazy. And people are like, okay, what about him? If you don't know Zion, first of all, you gay. But if you do, congratulations, because this dude's probably going to be like the craziest prospect of all time. He's not going to be like LeBron crazy or like Charles Barkley crazy or, you know, like he came. He's going to be more like Shaq when he came into the league where, like, this dude's physically just, like, OD, just dope when he comes to the league. So there's so much hype behind the guy. I'm so excited to see him play. There's a lot of controversy, though, because when you watch Zion play in high school, it's like, oh, snap. This dude is really like a hooper. But then you look at his stat sheets and where he shot from and where he made shots, it's like, okay, all he does is just dunk. And, you know, he can make threes here and there, but if you look at the preseason game where he played recently, he actually missed all the shots out the perimeter, but then made all of them in the paint. So it's like, okay, what's his game like, you know? It's not, let's say, you know, people are going to be like, okay, well, Zion is good. Well, how? I'm going to tell you, like, how. Let's say he goes, I don't know. Like, last game, he went 0 for 6 from the field. But then in the paint, he made all, like, 5 attempts down there. So it's like, okay, Zion had a bad game. But because of, like, 2-3 good dunks, he's now a great player. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, what are we focusing on? But I fuck with the dude. I can't hate. That's big fella. But, yeah, that's Zion. We got the Brooklyn Nets. KD's still a bitch, but, you know, that's already certified. But we got the Brooklyn Nets, and they're looking good. I'm not going to lie to you. You got Spencer Dinwiddie, who is pretty decent. Their bench, though, is, I don't know if y'all going to make it. But we'll see. We'll see about that. KD's going to be back here in, like, late October and November and you know, with the full recovery. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see if they even make, like, the 4th, 5th seed. But, I mean, they're a stacked team. We got the Miami Heat on deck. And, you know, we got Tyler Herro, baby. That dude looks amazing, bro. You know what I'm talking about? My man, when he shoots, he doesn't hit the rim. Like, his shots are just all wet. Isn't that crazy, bro? Like, his shots just always going. He's talented. He looks like a bum when you look at him. But, like, that dude's raw. He had most of the Heat's points in last preseason game. So, I'm really excited to see, like, what happens with that team. You got Jimmy B as well. Mr. I don't take shit from nobody. Mr. Go-getter. I'm not here for the nonsense. I'm here to work and then win. So, I don't think they're going to make it anywhere this first season with the Heat. Unless they, like, try to make, you know, more players and shit like that. But in the future, I feel like they would if they build around that whole team pretty good. And then you got my main team, Philly, the 76ers, dog. Ben Simmons is out here hitting threes. What the fuck? Yo, a three-pointer. My man pulled up, left hand release, shot that and wet it, bro. That's crazy. I love Philly. But I think I'm a root for them to make it out top in their division. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, Joel Embiid's probably still the best big man player out, you know. AD is definitely right behind him. But I feel like he's the best two-way guard or center in the league, in my opinion. So we'll see how that goes. And then last but not least, you got my Lakers. You know, my Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis are looking crazy as a duo. I'm super excited to watch them play. They're getting along super well. They're doing great as teammates. So you got Lance on the team. Who else you got? You know, we still got Kuzma. I think we got Kuzma. So it's gonna be exciting to see what the Lakers do this year. We got Caruso. You know what I'm talking about? Slept on. We got Caruso, Mr. I just dunk on people, even though I don't get no minutes. So it's gonna be a great season to see. I'm so stoked. Who else is around the league? I don't know who else we got. We got the Mavs in this bitch. Alright, Luka. Actually, never mind. I forgot they got Kristaps. So yeah, that's gonna be a crazy team to see as well. Every team got like two All Stars, isn't that dope? Every team in the NBA right now got like two All Stars, except for the Knicks. You know, bum ass niggas. Who else we got? I don't even know, bro. It's just gonna be crazy to see. It's gonna be a dope season. I got you know. Golden State is going to be up there, but not like up there crazy. Oh, the Clippers. That's right. We got the Clippers in this bitch. They're going to be good. Somebody said, I think it was Stephen A. Smith or Shannon Sharp. He said that the Clippers are better than the Lakers right now, which I agree. But then we got to keep in fact that Paul George is out for a little bit. But they, I mean, but they still have like Pat Bev. They still got Lou Will. Shit, I don't know. That's gonna be something to see. I'm super excited. But I just get on the hype, man. That's gonna be so dope. I just get on the hype. This NBA season is gonna be wild. I'm trying to keep up with football a little bit. We don't have a lot of time. But yeah, exam rounds are coming. So I'm like, right now I'm just on the podcast trying to make sure I have episodes for y'all rolling out weekly and like daily. Not daily, but weekly. So y'all can have some stuff to enjoy. We're actually doing pretty good. We're averaging like, what, 50 viewers right now. So it's pretty dope. I fuck with y'all and the support. So, but yeah. So in the upcoming weeks, we're going to have a cool friend of mine on here. He's dope. He's a cool cat. All about sports. And then we're gonna have another one. He's like wholesome, cool ass tall dude, and you know it's gonna be dope to see. So I'm really really excited to see what like everything pans out to be like in the next couple of days. So, but yeah, that'll wrap it up for your Raw Authentic Fabricated podcast. You know what I'm talking about. I'll be back next Thursday, early at the top of the morning. Hop up, and let me know like, hey, put me on the G list. I will have you on here, no problem. All good. So yeah, either way, it's been your boy Fat. It's been your boy Fat. You already know what it is. I'm mad tired. You can tell, right? The buzz be getting at me. Yeah, it's been your boy Fat. I'm your host, and remember, not everything you hear online is fabricated. I'm out.